From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is touting progress in his talks with China, saying he and visiting President Hu Jintao have forged stronger ties on several fronts. On defusing North Korean and Iranian nuclear threats, Presidents Obama and Hu pledged to work closely together. President Obama said the dispute over trade was also prominent in today's talks.
I did also stress to President Hu that there has to be a level playing field for American companies competing in China. The trade has to be fair. So I welcomed his commitment that American companies will not be discriminated against when they compete for Chinese government procurement contracts.
But apparently no real commitments on advancing human rights in China, which is widely seen as having a poor record. The House of Representatives is in the middle of a heated debate about the Democrats' health care law enacted last year. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is watching the debate and says Republicans are critical of almost every aspect of the law.
After the shooting in Tucson that targeted Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, there was much talk among members of Congress and the press of a more civil, genial debate. Now, that idea has disappeared. Republicans and Democrats are arguing the same points with much the same intensity as they did last year and the year before. Alabama Republican Spencer Baucus called it a bad law.
Just on pure economics, it's a bitter pill. Small businesses are facing tax increases, higher cost, they're dropping coverage, they're holding off on new hires.
A few lawmakers did beg for a more united process, Republicans and Democrats together reworking the law, but neither side seemed to take that seriously. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
More protests are breaking out in Tunisia over the government's decision to form a coalition that includes members of the political party of ousted President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Eleanor Beardsley reports demonstrators blocked the center of town today.
Hundreds of protesters, ringed tightly by riot police, shouted in the streets of downtown Tunis. The demonstrators want everyone who was a member of former President Ben Ali's political party out of the provisional government. But the atmosphere was upbeat and not at all threatening. Unlike protests last week when the dictator was still in power, policemen even smiled at journalists. But not all Tunisians are taking such a hard stand. Many people said that the real criminals had fled and that it was fine to include the ex-president's party in a temporary coalition government. The headline of one of Tunisia's main daily newspapers read, "Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater." After 25 years in power, Ben Ali's party is an entrenched part of Tunisia's political infrastructure. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 2 points at 11,840, with the Nasdaq now off more than 30 points at 2733. This is NPR. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says he is retiring. The former Democrat turned independent addressed a crowd this afternoon to announce he would not run for a fifth term next year. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman is asking an appeals court to overturn his conviction in a government corruption case. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Siegelman, who was scheduled to appear before a three-judge panel this morning in Jacksonville, Florida, has long contended the prosecution was politically motivated.
Siegelman was convicted in 2006 of bribery and fraud. Federal prosecutors say former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy gave more than $500,000 to Siegelman's lottery campaign, and that Scrushy got a seat on a hospital board in exchange for his contributions. A three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals will look at whether the bribery law used to convict Siegelman should apply. The former governor says there was no crime and claims Republican prosecutors targeted him because he was a Democrat. Siegelman has served about 9 months of his 7-year prison sentence and is free on bond as the case moves forward. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Federal investigators of last April's explosion at West Virginia's Upper Big Branch mine say the blast that killed 29 people was caused by a small methane gas ignition fueled by accumulating coal dust. In a briefing today, the Mine Safety and Health Administration also said the mine's owner, Massey Energy, ran the site's main cutting machine while it was missing water sprayers that are typically used to control dust and extinguish small methane ignitions. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was slightly up at 11,838, with Nasdaq still off more than 30. This is NPR.